Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 6th day of July 2021. And today I want to talk about driving, because I just got done doing about 2,200 miles on the road over the last week and a half or so, a little bit over that. So, if you're going out there, I just want to caution you, beware. There's a lot of people out there don't know what in the hell they're doing on the road.
Look, I mean,
it is unbelievable. I haven't taken this long a drive in a long time. So, either we got to send people back to driver's ed, or maybe you need to get tested every year about how to drive on the open highway in the United States. Because apparently the message isn't getting clear. right lane for slower traffic. Left lane is the passing lane.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, it
drives me crazy.
I make enough trips out west, right, to... I know exactly what you're talking about. Get out of the left lane.
Get out of the left lane.
I mean, I tell you, I sometimes you drive by and you just look over, and I think that I'm not looking because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, they won't look back. I know I'm in the left lane. I know I'm slowing things down. I'm not looking over at you, but it's brutal.
And what are you doing over there then? Then get out. Get the hell out of the way. Here I come. You can see me coming. All right,
well,
you got a rear view.
Well, you're assuming they're paying attention.
Move over. And I give them the last second. I sit there, I go, move over. And if they don't, I'll just go right around them. I'll go right lane around them, left lane right in front of them.
Well, do it. And I've done that, too, and I've actually slowed down then, too, after I've gotten in front of them.
I didn't do that.
Slow down to give them a little idea that...
Man.
But I hear you. But, you know, it's not even on long road trips. It happens to the highways here. People hug the left-hand lane. You know, there's signs out there, slower traffic, keep right.
Right.
You would think.
Now, I've never experienced this, but I've heard of people actually getting tickets for riding in the left lane.
I think that's
Have you ever heard of that?
I think that's an urban legend.
An urban legend,
an old
wives'
tale,
could be. I was wishing that but I will say this, too.
And that exists as much as the golf ranger saying, come along, pick up the pace.
I will also add these observations from my long drive. And I spent, without interruption, weather, traffic delays of any kind, whatever, they say it's an 18-hour drive. And I kind of just split it up. I tried to split it up. They said the halfway point, according to Google Maps, was Lexington, Kentucky, okay? On the way down, I stopped just about 20 miles short of Lexington. That's where an old childhood friend of mine lives, and I decided to look him up and get together with him again. I haven't seen him in a long time, so that was very cool. But on the way home, I decided to go a little bit further on the first leg so that the second leg wouldn't be as long. So I ended up in the car for about 12 hours almost on Saturday. One, because it was a longer drive. I probably went about at least 50, probably closer to 75 miles further than I went the other way. But secondly, I was stuck in an accident just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. I never did see what happened. They cleared it away by the time we got there. But traffic on 26 between like Columbia, South Carolina, and Asheville was stopped, dead stop, parked. It was like we were trying to get into a concert or something, and the parking lot was full. It was unbelievable. Guy next to me, one over and one up, there was a van, and there was seven or eight people in the van, or I don't know how many, four or five people. But some guy gets out of his van. He gets out of the passenger side, goes to the back of the van, and opens up where they have a bag where they've got all these snacks and stuff.
Sure.
And he grabs a big box of candy, and he started going up down the line. He was handing out little candies to people who were just
like the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's nice. I didn't get any candy, but that was because I was in the other lane. But that's how, just to show you, everyone was stopped, literally parked. And that was almost an hour delay, so that was kind of rough. But then the next day was much smoother, and I get up Sunday morning, at I woke up at like 5:30 and felt pretty good. I'm like, might as well get ready to go, right? Took the dog for a little walk. He did his thing, got my stuff together. I was on the road by 6:35, and there was nobody on the road.
Sure.
And it was great. The only people that were on the road were trucks at the time.
Were people and hanging in the left-hand lane?
And the right, you know, the trucks know what they're doing. They stay in the right lane and let me go right on by. So it was beautiful all the way through southern Indiana up to almost to Indianapolis. It was just cruising right
Every
along.
Every now and then you'll get a trucker trying to pass another trucker and they're slowing down.
Like, right.
But I, you know what? I
they can't get by them as fast.
Right, but I always give truckers a break because I think that's a hard that's a hard job.
I was just thinking about that, too, on the way home. I'm like, man, I got a lot more respect for these guys who do this for a living because it's rough out here, man.
Yeah.
People are just driving me nuts.
So I never really get mad at truckers, even if they're in the left-hand lane and they're kind of slowing things when they're trying to pass and stuff because that's got to be a tough gig.
Absolutely. And you're putting in a lot of hours and long drives, and you just never know what you're driving into either.
Right.
It rained from here past Chicago on my way down. Plus, there was heavy fog between here and Milwaukee. That was tough. And then more rain driving through the Smoky Mountains. That slowed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I encounter? Weather-wise, coming home, nothing at all. Just that one accident. So it wasn't too terribly bad. But it was also my first long road trip with my dog. Now, that was another factor because I had to stop a couple times just for him. I normally wouldn't have stopped because I didn't know I didn't know how to read his. So he would be in the passenger seat and he'd start whining a little bit. And I'm like, what are you whining for? You got to go to the bathroom? I'll stop at the next rest stop, you know, just to see, because I don't want him doing his business in the car.
So you put towels and blankets.
Well, I did have a towel.
Tanner goes when we stop. Tanner goes when we go. Otherwise, you're squeezing it. You're holding it. Their dog.
Well, he did it. So I learned a little bit on the way down. On the way home, on the second leg of the way home, I stopped twice. I had about did I stop twice or just once?
You should be able to go. You probably go about
only once.
You can probably go like 4 hours on a tank of gas. I'm guessing that's about what it is with our
400 plus miles
with our truck.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, everybody can wait 4 hours. The animal, the dog can wait 4 hours.
Right.
He's drinking a ton of water.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't. I think I only stopped once on the way home.
So.
Maybe it was,
That's why when we start driving, I never start having anything to drink until we're an hour into the drive.
Yeah, that's good. Nothing out.
Otherwise, I might have to stop before we need gas.
So we were coming home, get through Milwaukee. I'm like, all right, a couple more hours. And Rhino was zonked out. Because I was thinking I might have to stop. I'm like, I'll have just enough gas to get home. It's going to be close, but I'll make it. No problem. And, so I don't really have to stop unless he gets up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quiet. We get to about Maribel, just past Maribel, and he wakes up and starts looking around and stuff. I'm like, too late, dude. We are on the home stretch. You're not going. You better squeeze it because we're going all the way through. And we did. So it was fun. It was a good trip. Mom was doing good. Got a chance to play a little golf. Saw some of her old friends, too, that I've known for many years. So that was fun. And also saw one of my old friends that still lives down there that I go visit every time I go. So it was good. Good trip. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And good luck on your trip if you get to take one here in a couple weeks. I know your plans might have changed, but if you're out there on that long drive, be careful out there, man, because there's some crazies out there. Just beware. And I didn't see too many cops either. I didn't see any cops until the ride home, second leg. In Indiana, three different times, sitting on the side of the interstate, shooting radar. That's the only three cops I saw in the entire trip that were, sitting and shooting radar. that weren't driving. So.
That weren't eating the
donuts. I thought that was, that was rookie. That wasn't Bill. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tune into the Bill and Rookie Experience every morning, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.